You were listening to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. Let's get this show started.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Ladies POV with Yo Amika. I am Mika, and she is...
Yolanda.
And again, this is Ladies POV, powered by Anchor, but you can hear us on all streaming platforms, whichever you listen to your favorite podcast. But we're there. So, it's been an interesting week. Again, you know, we just keeps on happening. The weeks just go by, and it's full of stuff.
It is.
Full of stuff, you know, personally, and just things going on in the real world. Just, you know, just everything is happening right now. But, you know, this past week was the inauguration.
Yes, it was.
And it was interesting to see how they did it. You know, seeing that there, you know, nobody could go down to the mall and nobody could, you know, see it in person. They only had a few, you know, people in their families and close family, friends, and I guess colleagues to watch it in person. But it was great to see. I feel like a weight has been lifted. A weight has been lifted from us. And it was good that, you know, the previous president didn't show up. Didn't need that energy there. Because we're trying to rebuild. We're trying to change. And that just, you know, some people like to go out with a bang. And we know how that man was. But, you know, it was really good to see. So shout out to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for, you know, they're leading this country in the presidency and, you know, vice president roles. So I'm happy to see that all the women had their chucks on and pearls. And yeah. I just didn't know that a whole lot of, you know, women had pearls.
Well, they probably weren't what you thought. They looked good, though.
Yeah.
No, I just really, I'm really glad. I mean, it was kind of a sigh of relief to have them. I mean, I guess I'm more of a traditionalist, especially when it comes to, I know things have to change, but I do think that some of the ceremonious things to me should kind of stay the same. I do feel like President Trump should have been there. I do, because this is just how it's been. You know, you should have welcomed him to the White House before.
Agree wholeheartedly.
I think that he should have, like I said, seen, you know, his time come to an end and a new time begin. Because, like I said, again, that's just how things were done. Now, what I am kind of surprised, because I believe earlier on he said that he wasn't going to leave a letter, but he did leave a letter for Joe Biden in the desk. So if I'm not mistaken, I believe President Biden is going to probably speak with, you know, former President Trump before maybe revealing anything in the letter. He just continued to say that it was a very generous letter. I don't know what exactly that means, but, you know, there's all kind of speculation. But like I said, you know, he didn't say anything in particular about it, other than it was a generous letter and that he would speak with Trump before, you know, he would reveal anything more specific in the letter. So I thought that was pretty good. But yeah, it was really nice to see. I think a lot of, you know, of course, all the women wore their shades of purple for the unity. I thought it was very colorful and bright, considering that, it just felt happy. You know what I'm saying?
It
felt happy. Of course, Michelle Obama, she came in there. Outfit was like super, like really. I mean, yeah, like for real, trying to find out where I can get that outfit. So, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah. And then, you know, Amanda Gorman, you know, reading the poem, it gave such a, everybody's giving off, you know, such good vibes. You know, it feels like we're starting off on the right foot.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, this will, I mean, I'm hoping that this carries on. So many people are looking for so much. And I'm just, you know, it's kind of like when Obama got, you know, inaugurated the first time. You know, you're looking for something new, but you have to also remember, people, that they can't just go in there and just do. You have to kind of work with whatever was given to them and then mm-hmm. try to change those things as, you know, as much as you can. So, you know, saying this to say, if y'all don't want Joe to get another 4 years, you campaign for Kamala right now is what you need to do. So that we can continue the work that's already going to be started.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with what you're saying, because ever since, like, before they even, you know, took office, I kept saying that we really need to look at what Kamala is doing. And I've never really looked at the vice president and, you know, what they had going on, but I feel like we really need to look towards her. And this is nothing, you know, nothing to Joe at all, because, you know, he's going to do what he needs to do. But like you said, if they don't want Joe in office for another 4 years, campaigning for Kamala right now is the way to start. I just feel like we really need to look at her and what she has going, you know, a little more closely than we have looked at the VP position in the past. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really into politics, so I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, I'm into it, because I'm really not. But the older I get, the more you got to really keep your eyes and your ears open for, you know, these types of things anyway, because they will affect you in your daily life somehow, some way. So, yeah, I've been saying that. And Joe's going to be 80... He's going to be 80-something by the time, you know, in 4 years. So, yeah, I think that maybe, you know, we need to look at, you know, what she has going on. But I don't want to spend too much time on that. Right. But, again, you know, it was really great to see. And I agree with you about tradition. And I do think that I think that he should have been there. Trump should have been there. But I'm glad that, you know, he wasn't, again, because he would have made it all about him. You know, that's just a narcissistic way.
That's very true as well. That is very true as well.
Yeah. So, you know, it wasn't about him.
Good luck to them, you know, to them, and good luck to us as a country to really, you know, try to come from out of all of this. I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm going to tell you now, if you didn't get your at least the $600 stimulus, I am sure by this weekend you have gotten it. Trust me, I have seen it, like ridiculous seen it. I was like, oh, all at once? Really? Everyone? So I'm pretty sure if you get a direct deposit, if you were expecting it in the mail, you got it.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, because I'm pretty sure, you know, there's a lot of people saying that they have not gotten it. So I hope you get your money. All of it.
Yeah, I said just in time for the weekend. I said, look at these folks; they're gonna be out here,
and they need to, you know, they need to give monthly money to help stimulate this economy and help people get back on their feet. But that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. I'm not even gonna go there.
Absolutely.
Anywho, switching over to sports. Football, namely, because that's the season that we are in, kind of ending.
Fortunately,
right,
it is coming
now.
Yeah.
I hate, like, I kind of hate this time of year, because, man, you know,
it's not enough.
We love football. Everyone knows how much we love football. And, you know, we get so excited for the season. And then months go by, and then that's it. So we're at the conference championships today.
I know. Absolutely.
And I just, you know, it was a tough pick for me, but you know, I went with my gut and I did it. But it's gonna be some good games today, and I can't wait to see, you know, Tampa Bay versus Green Bay, and Kansas City versus Buffalo.
Right,
it's gonna be some good games.
I certainly hope so. You know, the first game you have, you know, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, both to me have obviously, you know, especially being older, both of them, you know, mm-hmm. just had this, you know, this thing to prove. So I just don't think that Aaron Rodgers just finished yet. I just don't think that he's come this far for it to be, you know, he's had a couple of, you know, rough seasons. I think, that this season, I just don't think, and not just because they're my team, I just don't think that they're kind of stoppable. I think they're making the adjustments as they see during the games, which is something that they hadn't been able to do before. They have the personnel to make those adjustments, whether it be on defense or on offense. So I really think they've really widened their passing game a lot. I know that they're bringing Tre'Mon Williams back for a third stint, because a couple of COVID type of issues. So they're bringing up, I think, two or three players from the practice squad. So that is that's a plus, that they'll be able to kind of plug those holes with quality players. So I don't think that that's going to be much of a problem. I think if the defense holds up, I think this gives the Bucks, and, you know, namely Tom Brady, a hard time, because through the season you've seen, well, at least for me, I know that he hasn't played very well against better defenses. Now, granted, the Saints try to, you know, do a little something, but I think they depended on Drew Brees too much. And I honestly think that Drew Brees was just trying too much, and I think he was still hurting. I don't mm-hmm. think that they really, I mean, because his passes were off, timing was off. I really couldn't believe to see, you know, that I was watching that, especially since they kind of, you know, took over both times that they saw them in the regular season. So, you know, like I said, Tom Brady, you know, they've improved a little bit. I mean, Antonio Brown's not playing, but I don't think that he's much of a factor in their
right.
In
their play. He's not.
So, it should be, like I said, it should be a real interesting game. Tampa Bay always starts off slow. I think if Green Bay can get them early, that it's, you know, like I said, again, we're, you know, they're at home in Lambeau. So I just don't see, you know, if since the road, you know, NFC road, the Super Bowl goes to them in the NFC, then I just don't see the Bucks coming out of that victorious. Although, again, I think it'll be a great game, but I just don't, you know, I don't see them coming out. I honestly don't.
And I'm glad you said the same thing, because I don't see that either. I didn't pick them to win this week. And I think they're, you know, the bus stops here for them. They will not be playing in at home for the Super Bowl. I just don't see that happening. But, you know, it's going to be interesting, and good luck to them. to everybody. Everybody playing today.
I think at the end of that game, we'll have the third one, for, you know, because it appears that there's been one each round. You had Phillip Rivers retired. Then you had Drew Brees. It looks like he's going to retire. And I think that mm-hmm. when Tampa, you know, cross my fingers, Tampa goes out, I think Tom Brady will go out as well. So that's three.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I really do. I just think that it's time. The only reason why I say that, too, is because, well, you got the quarterback position is changing as well. I mean, it's like really changing. You have more mobile quarterbacks, which means that your offensive lines and defensive lines are changing. They're becoming more agile. They're faster.
Uh-huh.
Because they have to adapt to what the quarterback is doing and the style of play. So I think with that switch coming in, you know, the traditional in the pocket kind of play is not, it works maybe in some situations, but not all. So I think with that coming in, and you have, I think this draft, not that I don't know if there'll be you know, any kind of good. But in this draft, you have this draft coming out, you have, you know, two or three quarterbacks coming out that easily could, you know, could come in like a Joe Burrow, you know, start and mm-hmm. even though not have a great team, or, you know, like I said, like a Baker Mayfield or even a Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, you could have, I think you could have them step in. They may not have the, I think, you know, learning curves come, but I think that you can develop them into being the next generation of quarterbacks that are coming out. Because again, you don't have, I mean, you have the change of the guard coming, because Cincinnati's right. Yeah, granted, like I said, Cincinnati hasn't been fantastic, but with Joe Burrow back there is hope, and it's, you know what I'm saying, they could build on it. You've seen, obviously you've seen that with Baker Mayfield. I mean, they went to the, you know, to the playoffs for the first time in like 12 years. I mean, so
yeah,
you know, of course it's not his first year, but I mean, it is a building process. The same thing with the Bills with Josh Allen. You know, everybody thought he was garbage at first. You know, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I know everybody's, you know, kind of off on Daniel Jones right now up in New York, but I just think this is his slump year. I think next year he comes back again, you know what I'm saying, and builds, because I think he'll have Saquon back. I think it'll be a different type of feel. And like I said, again, if the Eagles go with Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback, I think there too, you just have these younger ones that are coming in now who are able to take, like I said, the NFL to that next stage. So, you know, it'll be.
I agree. I do agree with what you're saying. I agree with everything that you're saying, because, and it does feel like, you know, it's not feeling like it is. It is a young man's game right now at quarterback.
It is.
Like you said, the OGs, they're retiring. Yeah. And rightfully so, they've played this game long enough. But like you said, the new quarterback is more mobile now, and the you know, there's no more really standing in the pocket and passing. I mean, you can see that with Tom Brady. Like Tom Brady he's got to move a little more now, because his line, you know, they might hold up, but he has to move a little bit more.
Yeah.
You can't sit. He's not sitting back there and throwing that ball, and he gets a little frustrated when he does have to move. So, you know, I mean, he's what, 43?
Yeah.
I mean, you have enough championships for, you know, championship rings, bro. So, yeah, if he does retire after the season, I would be a little surprised. But then again, I wouldn't be totally shocked. Like, oh my goodness, you know, Tom Brady's retiring. I wouldn't, just because, like I said, the pattern of these older quarterbacks saying, you know what, I've had enough.
I mean, it's not
my time. My time is done.
Right, because you got a little taste of it, of course, when Michael Vick came out. Then you had, you know, then you have a Russell Wilson and then a Cam Newton. So, you know, these kind of players are coming out. But and then not only that, too, this season is a lot of job openings. So,
that's a whole lot of job openings.
I mean, and so I'm saying, so you have Urban Meyer coming in, you know, coaching the Jaguars now. So you're getting college coaches now that are getting an opportunity to coach at the NFL level. So, again, the mentality and the, you know, saying what they're doing, because, of course, you know, all of these games piggyback off of each other, because you're getting kids from each stage. So the NFL ultimately reflects what's going on to me in the college game, because these are the players that are now coming in. So now you're going to get an influx of newer head coaches, younger, different type of, you know, a different take on, you know, what's going on the field. So I think the shift is starting to happen in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. We see it. So, I mean, it's there. It's definitely there.
Yeah. So the schemes, that the way that they're playing, you know, the plays, you're starting to see, you're just starting to see that. And I think, you know, again, that's why I think that some of the older ones now are going to make that, you know, kind of make that move out, because like we just said, you know, it's really not their game kind of anymore. So,
yeah.
I think that these are, I think I said, but it's exciting nonetheless, because again, just young talent, just like I said, being able to watch the game, keep the game interesting. You know, it's not, yeah, you know, the same over and over again. So it should be, you know, and well, not only that, too, with so many rules now, you know, how you can hit the players and stuff like this. Now you're bringing along players who have played kind of that way a little bit. So now when they get to the professional level, they're kind of already versed in it. So they don't really ought not to do certain things because they've already, you know, kind of been adjusted. So again, I look forward to the next coming years to see what happens with them. But I mean, we're talking about the old guard, but we, you know, talking about the second game today with the Bills at the Chiefs, you have two young guys. You have Patrick Mahomes and you have Josh Allen. So that's going to be a little dicey. I hope that the Bills can take advantage. I'm not going to lie, I did pick the Chiefs for this game only because, again, they were there last year. They're the reigning champs. The Bills would take that away. I think that, again, if the Bills could take advantage of the fact that, you know, Patrick Mahomes, although he's cleared concussion protocol on Friday, he's been practicing, if I'm not mistaken, by Thursday, this last Thursday. So he's been practicing, obviously prepared for him to be there. He also has had, I don't know if they're actually calling it turf toe, but I think that he does have a problem with his toe. So that's going to probably affect him mobility-wise. Worse that it kind of gets, or if he's feeling it while he's playing, I don't know, because I know too that even if they try to comfort it in some kind of way, bandage it up more, that's still a little bit different feeling.
It's still going to hurt, and it's still not going to be the same, as regular. So it's still going to hinder him slightly.
Edwards-Helaire, I think, and Sammy Watkins, I think they're game time decisions. So I'm not sure if he's going to have them, although they haven't had them combined. They haven't had them for the past 3-4 weeks, I guess, because they had the bye week. So it's, you know, I don't think it affects them that much. Of course, it would be a great advantage to have them both there, because Sammy Watkins is very postseason wise. He's got great postseason stats. Edwards-Helaire, he just, golly, that guy. I just don't think that there's anything he can't do. So
yeah, because that boy is a beast.
It would be great. He's a beast. Out there. Yeah, it would be, since I know that Tyreek Hill will be covered quite a bit, and they'll have, so I just, you know, and I know that Travis Kelce's not going to be able to handle all the load, because I know the Bills are going to, you know, try to give it to him. I know they're trying to give it to him. And then on the other side, too, again, last time they met up, I think earlier in the season, week 6, I think it was, when they met up earlier in the season, the Chiefs kind of got the better of them, covered their had great coverage on their receivers, which was, you know, like Stephon Diggs, John Brown, and Cole Beasley. You know, because Cole Beasley is kind of like the second, or, you know, John Brown too. You know, they're kind of like his check downs, like who he goes to when Stephon Diggs is not, you know, open. So they really covered them really well during that game. So I'm hoping that, you know, again, that they'll be able to overcome some of those deficiencies that they had when they first, when they played well in the regular season anyway. So. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens again. That is really going to be, to me, a really, really exciting game, because, again.
Yeah, that's the game that I'm looking forward to. I've been looking forward to that game the most. And I think that game, really, when I was doing my picks, that game was the one that I really had to, you know, I really had to think about, because, you know, of Mahomes going out last week. And, right. you know, him right. coming back this week, like, you know, just everything that was happening with their team. But, you know, I just, like you said, if Buffalo can take advantage and give them the business, then, you know, which I think, I also picked Kansas City, but I think, I don't know, I just feel like Buffalo has been playing, they've been playing good football as of late. And if they can really take advantage of the situation and that defense can get after Mahomes, knowing that he's not fully 100%, then, you know, we might be seeing the Buffalo Bills go to the Super Bowl. But and that was I guess, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, this is the way that I kind of thought. I know this is not funny. It's not funny. And I love Bills Nation. I love the Bills Mafia. Don't get it twisted. But I was like, in my heart, I'm like, I want the Bills to go because, you know, they deserve that chance to get that Super Bowl. But then I was like, but who are they going to play probably? That's not going to happen. And I don't want that sad, you know, that sad feel like, hey, we keep getting there. We just can't win.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the, you know, like the far down reasons why I didn't pick the Bills to win. Because I was like, yeah, I don't think they can handle it. I don't think they can handle going again. And, you know,
not winning.
Yeah, like they did 3-4 times, you know, and I just can't do that. But again, expecting that to be a very good game, even though I don't expect it to be very high scoring, although it's obviously could be, but I just don't think it's going to be very high scoring. But I do think that it's going to be definitely a battle. I think both teams are going to put forth as much effort as possible. And I know whoever comes out of that will be looking forward to the week of rest before the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I know,
and it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah,
whoever goes, I just feel like whoever goes, it's gonna be good, you know, it's gonna be two teams that we have not seen. Besides Kansas City, but you know, it's gonna be a Patriot-less Super Bowl, possibly without the Patriots there, but then, you know, Tom and them wins or whatever.
Yeah. So should be very interesting.
It should be. So we will keep our eyes on that. But I also want to bring up, so you know, before the Super Bowl happens, we have the Pro Bowl.
Absolutely.
The ever going Pro Bowl. And you know, some of your favorite players are going to be participating in the Pro Bowl this year. Absolutely. I honestly, are they doing like a Madden competition? Because I really have not looked into what they're actually doing for the Pro Bowl this season.
Okay, so so they're having, so they are going to have kind of like this big Madden. I think one of the days is going to be like this big Madden tournament day. Okay, so so you're going to have Pro Bowlers, and you're going to have Madden Championship Series pros. So basically people who play Madden professionally, I guess, at this level. They're going to be captains. And they're going to have, I guess, you know, teams, whoever. I'm not exactly sure who the competitors actually are. And they will have, basically it will be a tournament that boils. Okay. So, you know. So that's going to be its own tournament. Also, during this week, you'll have, and it's like a week-long thing. So this is going to happen like all week long, leading up to the actual weekend. That starts. So then you also have, you know, they usually have the flag football, the youth flag football teams playing.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Pro Bowl now. Okay, so they will always, they will also play with Pro Bowl players, Madden tournament. So
they're going to have the flag football.
Right.
The flag playing Madden.
They're going to represent each team and to compete in a tournament with Pro Bowl players. So they'll also have, that will also be a Pro Bowl tournament. There will also be, I think, Will it be just regular? I think it'll be regular. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, 32 NFL teams. Okay, so I don't know if this will just be regular players that, I mean, like regular gamers that are playing the NFL 21 Club Championship.
Lord. They got a lot going on. It's a lot going on. Leading up the Pro Bowl week.
This 21 Club Championship, this one here, this is why I'm thinking they're it's gamers, because that will represent the, you know, of course, the teams in this tournament, in this particular tournament. So I think that this is, because the only reason why I think this one is just gamers is because there's a prize, a cash prize of $750,000.
Oh, okay. Oh, so wait.
If I was
a gamer, I'd be in it to win it myself. So, hey.
And then they have just the regular, they actually have just Pro Bowlers from the AFC and from the NFC playing each other to play, you know, the Madden Pro Bowl, and then they will play just to, I guess, for, you know, bragging rights or whatever, AFC, NFC. So that actually is kind of like what we would actually see on the field. So I guess that these players would actually play.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll play an actual Pro Bowl game. So, you know, that's going to start happening from Monday on. So that's going to go Monday through Sunday. So throughout, they'll have the different, you know, variations, you know, with the different games for the different situations that they have here. The four different scenarios going on like all week long.
Well, then there's there's one more I want to add on.
Right.
Which is they have an NFL Pro Bowl versus.
Right.
So if you've been under a rock or you don't know what versus is a music competition that appreciates two musical artists going up against each other with their songs. So Versus has come to the NFL and they are bringing, you know, players to highlight their highlights from the season up against one another. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that. I'm assuming that they're going to have, you know, DE versus DE, or, you know, safety versus safety. I'm assuming it's going to be like that. You got to have somebody that's on your level for that. That's what I would assume. But that's going to be happening Tuesday through Friday at 8 o'clock each night on the NFL social account and on Versus TV on Instagram. So, you know, that's just another thing to put out there. For the Pro Bowl, and they're going to have Deion Sanders and MJ Acosta Ruiz from the NFL Network. They're going to be hosting.
Right.
So, you know, and it'll feature Jamal Adams, Buda Baker, Myles Garrett, DeAndre Hopkins, Cam Jordan, Jalen Ramsey, Deshaun Watson, and many more. So I guess the full lineup will be out tomorrow. So we know who's going head to head on which day.
Right, because it's going to be eight of them. There's going to be two, obviously like two every night, so it's four nights. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be eight for the head to head matchups there. That should be a little bit interesting to see.
I think it's going to be interesting. I like how they, you know, how they're versus branching out and, you know, coming into the sports world. But a lot of people have been very negative about this. You know, because people are like, oh, you know, we can't ever have anything, and Versus is supposed to be for the music, and now they want to make it about the money, and nobody said it was all about that. And if you think about it, who does the NFL have a partnership with in the music industry? Who is doing Versus battles right now? It's Tim and Swiss, okay? Tim Bland and Swiss Beatz. Jay-Z, who both of them have relationships with and has done, you know, made hits with, has a partnership with the NFL. You think that they did not see a door opening for that? Come on, y'all. Stop playing with me. I love the idea. I love it. Expand that brand of Versus and let's get it. Let's get it. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you.
But yeah, people are just, I hate the negativity behind it. Like, just stop being so negative about this. Like, when I first saw it, because I hadn't seen it, I just happened to be scrolling the Versus page, and I said, oh, the Pro Bowl? Oh, okay, I kind of like this.
I didn't know it at all. Until you brought it up today, I'm not even going to lie to you. I didn't know it. Just myself. I'm like, oh, okay, then. This is how we doing it.
Yeah, like they, you know, there was no advertisement really for it until I was scrolling the page, you know, trying to find out about the other Versus battle, you know, that just took place on Thursday.
Okay.
So, you know, again, I'm excited to see how that is going to go down and how they're going to incorporate that, because I just think that just that's another added element to, you know, to showcase people's highlights.
Mm-hmm.
People, absolutely. You know, and they're competitive. They're competitive, and that's what Versus is all about. You're being competitive, but you're also celebrating. You know, it's also a celebration. So I'll be there for it. I'll be watching.
If I can catch any of this stuff during the week, I will definitely watch whatever is on. I'm not, yeah. I mean, because it's interesting because, of course, they're not going to have a physical Pro Bowl like they usually do. So they switched it up. I'd really like to see how the NFL, you know, tries to carry it out and still gets everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Because usually it's more of a fan type of weekend. But yeah, I really like to see this. So,
yeah. So, you know, hats off to them for pulling this off in these crazy times that we are in and keeping everybody safe.
Yeah.
And speaking of keeping everybody safe, I want to say congratulations to former Washington football player Dwayne Haskins. As we know, he got shipped out of Washington for not being safe and not just making these mistakes. He made these young mistakes. He's a young guy, and, you know, he's made some mistakes in his life and in his career that could have jeopardized his career. He could have, you know, it could have been the end of him, but it's not the end of him. He has been signed to Pittsburgh Steelers, and, you know, I just, because, again, you know, as we talk about these, you know, older quarterbacks, let's not forget about Big Ben. Big Ben is another older quarterback that we don't know. I don't know if Big Ben plans on retiring anytime soon or, you know, within the next year or two. I'm not sure. But, you know, the Steelers need, you know, some young talent back there to back him up. So they, you know, they went out, they signed Dwayne Haskins. And, you know, this is his third time at his career and trying to get his career off. So I'm happy for him. You know, he made me upset. He's made me upset in the past, you know, for dumb reasons, but I'm happy for him. And I hope that this time, third time is a charm and that he really takes everything in and, you know, let his guard down or whatever and becomes a coachable player. I hope that he is able to learn from, you know, from Big Ben football skills, learn, you know, just take everything in, learn from your coaches and don't act like you know everything because you clearly you don't know everything, but just learn. And I hope that having a coach like Mike Tomlin, you know, Mike Tomlin can really get to him and get through to him. Now, if that just doesn't happen, then, you know, there's no hope for this guy and he's just not coachable and then you move on. But I'm hoping that that's not the case. I really hope that since he's going to be Mike Tomlin, that he can really, really learn some things and take in some things and Tomlin can have that, you know, that bond with him as a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like sometimes it takes that in order for them to understand, you know, in order to understand one, not that you can't have that bond with you know, your other cultures because you can. But sometimes you just need that black man, that father figure, so to speak, to be in your corner, to be like, listen, bruh, you know, this is what it is. We don't last long in here. We don't last long in this industry and in this sport. And, you know, you are special and you have the talent. You just need to be able to, you know, be coached and, you know, learn some things. So I just hope that, you know, this is a match made in heaven and, you know, that we can see Dwayne be a superstar that, you know, we know that he can be.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Absolutely. I mean, I think this is, you know, I was a little nervous at first. Because I didn't know if somebody would take a chance. And quite honestly, just because of John Gruden's past, I thought that the Raiders would actually scoop him up.
I thought so, too, to be honest with you.
I thought they would scoop him up. I mean, but, you know, either way, I didn't. Then again, I heard that he was down in Carolina. So my thing was somebody was kicking the wheels. So even if it's, you know, one team, I'm thinking that somebody's thinking that they can, you know, say make something happen with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it was I was quite surprised when it was Pittsburgh because I was like, ooh, really? Okay.
Right.
But yeah, but for all the reasons why you said too, I think that he just maybe needed somebody a little stronger. I really hope that again that this was an eye opening experience to say, hey, look, you know, everybody doesn't get this chance. I have this opportunity. Let me take full advantage of the opportunity.
So, right.
I'm hoping, like I said, again, I'm hoping that, you know, he'll be able to do that in Pittsburgh, regardless of, you know, regardless of what everybody, you know, what the talk will be. I think it's a good spot for him. I'm hoping that there will be more veteran type of players there, too, to help him along as well. So. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I am glad that, you know, he had an opportunity to have a second chance at doing something.
Mhm. Yeah. I mean, I hope so. Like, this is his, you know, just start over again. start over. Let's do a do over. And whatever happened in Washington, just it didn't happen. Have that Men in Black mentality. It never happened. You don't remember what happened. Let's just move forward and you know, just learn some things. And again, just be coachable. Just be open. Don't think that you know everything because you don't. You don't know everything. There are many things that you need to learn, and it's clear that you need to learn these things. So. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you, Dwayne.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good luck to you. But I want to move on to the NBA because, man, I just feel like every show we've had, you know, the Wizards have had a postponed game. And they had to postpone the latest game. But I do believe that they will be back. I think they'll be back this week. Practicing because, you know, their players have been on the COVID list. I don't know what is going on in the Wizards training facility to why, you know, COVID has ran rampant through there and they've had to postpone their games. But, you know, it is what it is. But now I'm wondering, how do they make those games up?
I'm really not sure that they get an opportunity to make those up. I'm not sure because, again, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, the schedule has only been set for like a month or so in advance. So
that's right. We did talk about that. Yes. Okay.
So it's a possibility that they may work those games back in at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't believe that it was a Wizards player from the initial start. I think it was when they went to go to another team, when they went to go to another place. I believe that that's what happened. And of course, all the fellas being in close proximity with each other, I'm sure that's how it gets you know, kind of spread kind of quickly. And it's not necessarily that everybody was sick per se, but they did test positive for the coronavirus, therefore having to quarantine themselves. And of course, you have to have at least 8 players, and they could not come up with those 8 players or healthy 8 players. Because even those who didn't test positive were injured. So they couldn't come up with 8 players mm-hmm. to play. The reason why they postponed this latest game was because, my understanding, they haven't been practicing. So they were like, well, can we postpone this game? Because we need to get back in our facility and at least, you know, have some kind of practice together.
Right.
Before, you know, before we get out there on the court, you know, something. So I think that's the reason why they didn't play. But for this, you know, like I said, this last game. But they should be going forward. They should be, they should get a couple of days of practice in, I think, and then they'll be on track going forward. So, you know, and like I said, NBA, you know, you know, not that we're talking about it yet, but as well as the NHL, taking it very seriously. With the virus. Because like I said, again, you know, if we don't, you know, especially with sports coming back and, you know, and most people, you know, in some way or another, you know, have some, maybe, you know, especially young kids, role models, this kind of thing, you're out here in the public eye, you know, you need to have, you need to do something to show that, hey, look, we take it serious. You should take it serious, you know, so that people can follow suit. So I think that this was, it's excellent on their part. Hey, this is what has to happen, you know?
And I mean, you mentioned in the NHL, and you know, Ovechkin is on the COVID list.
Yeah, Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Orlov, and I forgot the fourth one, but there's four of them. I mean, you know, you have to, you know, they were in, you know, I think they were together in a room. They didn't have masks on. And so, you know, you don't know. And I mean, I understand you're getting tested all the time, but you just don't know. You need to take every precaution when these things happen, you know, getting fined, these heavy, hefty fines too. So, you know, 100K.
Samsonov, that's the other one.
Okay, Samsonov. Okay, that's it. So, yeah, but I knew there was 4. So they won't be playing the next 4 games, which is really sad because they didn't get to play the home opener. Which they did end up winning in the shootout against the Sabres, in case anybody was watching. So they, you know, they get to miss that. I guess, you know, to me, it's an opportunity to evaluate other Capitals players to see, you know, how they could, you know, step up, you know, be of making sure that, you know, when they aren't there, that they can, the team can still handle it and play with the same intensity that they have been playing. But again, you know, back to the NBA, that's just really, you know, what's going on, especially with the Wizards. I think they are the only team that has missed this many games. I don't think any other team. And it's just because, like I said, again, it's really because, you know, they, you know, wherever they played, and then they just don't have enough players. And like I said, not to say that other teams haven't had COVID positive tests, but they have managed to, you know, maybe contain it to 1 person, 2 people. And like I said, they've managed to have enough people to play each game. So, you know, I'm sure from here on out, the Wizards will be taking more than enough precautions to make sure that they don't have this happen again.
Yeah, absolutely. They should. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's unfortunate.
It is. It really is.
That, you know, this is happening. And then I keep saying on social media that people are saying, and then maybe they should just tank the season, just give up on the season already. I mean, I don't know what, you know, I just don't know what else to do besides, you know, say that maybe they need to do the bubble somehow. Or like I said before, maybe they need to do hubs or something, because I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, trust me. I understand the same thing too. But you, I guess they're looking at it. At least I think that that's how they're looking at it, as, well, this is just one team. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else doesn't seem to have the kind of problem. Everybody else seems to be doing it pretty, you know, paying attention and doing the right things here. So, I don't, yeah, I, you know, man, yeah, I don't.
I don't know. Like, it's just something to, like, really, you know, keep our eyes on.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like,
I think
teams learn from these kind of things. I mean, that was just, like, so sad because I remember there was, you know, the big thing about Carl Anthony Towns. You know, he had lost so many family members with COVID, only for him to come up positive, like, too. So I was just like, oh, my goodness. Hopefully that doesn't, you know, I'm saying, you know, hopefully he comes out of it, you know, fine. But, yeah, it's wild.
It is wild. And it's like, it's just, you know, like it's spreading like wildfires. I mean, you know, yes, we have the vaccination out here now. It's being given to certain groups of people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what if you don't want to get the vaccination? You know, some people are against it, which I understand. But at the same time, you know, we still have to be careful and we still have to wear our mask. You cannot be you know, lenient towards your friends or whomever it is. Like, you can't trust, nobody can be trusted. Nobody can be trusted. You have to wear your mask at all time, whether you're at home, somebody wants to come and, you know, drop something off to you or visit you or whatever the case is, just wear your mask unless you are in the house around the people that you've been in quarantine with for these last few, you know, for these months or hell, almost a year now. You know, just wear your mask.
Yeah.
Wear your mask because you never know.
Right.
You never know. Like, I know somebody that was close to me who tested positive for COVID. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I had my mask on when I saw this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I can be lenient sometimes, but then, you know, sometimes I'm like, no, let me not, we're not doing this. I'm going to put my mask on. So, you know, you just never know. Nobody wants to be sick.
No.
Nobody wants to be sick. And, you know, people are asymptomatic out here. So you don't know if you have it or not. So, you know, like we've been saying for months now, wear your mask, wash your hands. Because we just can't stress that enough. And wow, time is, we've come to an end of our show. I know. Time goes by so fast when you're having fun and when you're in deep conversation, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, just make sure you out here, again, washing your hands, you're wearing your mask, even they're telling you to double up now. With your homemade mask and your other mask, just do what you can to stay protected because we're just trying to get, you know, we want to be able to have a nice spring and a nice summer. Will that happen? I don't know because a lot of you don't want to wear your mask. So, you know, don't get upset when we don't have a spring and we don't have a summer again. And, you know, we're in the house. So that said, we've come to the end of the show. Watch some good stuff on TV, some good sports. You know, check your social media sites for, you know, for that versus battle for the Pro Bowl if you're interested. You know, anything leading up to the Pro Bowl, the Super Bowl, that stuff. Or if you want to watch reality shows like I do.
I know that's right.
You know, I just, yeah. And one last thing, rest in peace, Larry King. Larry King was one of the best to Larry do it.
And Hank Aaron. And Hank Aaron.
Yes. How can I forget? Yes. And Hank Aaron. So rest in peace to those men. You know, they were great at what they did in their respective fields.
I really feel bad for Larry King. I mean, well, not really, but I mean, just, you know, he had COVID. He had complications with COVID. So that's why.
Yeah. I heard that Hank Aaron had also, he had just taken the vaccine and then died a week later. So, you know, I don't know if it was, you know, old age for Hank Aaron or it was some complication with the vaccine. I don't know. And, you know, I just not putting that out there. But, you know, rest in peace to both of those.
Yeah, both of those men. Most definitely. Most definitely. Boy.
But, it's been it's been a year already. We're only 24 days in. Ooh.
I know. It's I mean, and I don't know. Maybe it's bottoming out, and we'll start to see the light.
I hope so. I mean, you know, things have to get worse before they get better. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe we want to bounce back or something. Who knows? I hope so.
Me too. Me too.
You know, I'm just gonna stay positive.
Absolutely.
And that's all that we can do. All right, y'all. This has been another great episode of Ladies POV with Yo and Mika. And we will catch you next week. Peace.
See you.